Good morning. You are listening to our live local interview this morning. I'm joined in the studio by Charlie Woodcock, Sydney Carter, and Rachel Roy. They're here to talk about the 24th annual Running of the Boots. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So 24 years of Running of the Boots. Most Sitkins, after 24 years, I'm sure, are very familiar with the Running of the Boots. But for those who might be new to Sitka and listening, what is it?
It's actually a race. We will line up, and there's a costume contest beforehand, and they will race down Lincoln Street all the way to the light and come back and cross the finish line, and we will give out prizes. So it's actually just a race.
In boots, right?
In boots, yes.
And it's meant to signify the end of the summer season?
Right. It is linked in with the Seasons End celebration, and it's our 12th year putting on the celebration. And it really is, we're celebrating our fishing and our visitor seasons ends, and really just wanting to have a community event, and getting folks downtown as well.
So what's going to be happening downtown after the race?
Sure. So what we'll do from the chamber is we are going to have a booth, a tent down, right down on Lincoln Street, and we actually close off. We're just closing off the portion from the church down to Harry Race. And so you can still circle the church, which is kind of nice for traffic. And we will have a hamburger and hot dog barbecue that is hosted and sponsored by Cruise Lines International Association Alaska. And they are thanking the community for being such gracious hosts throughout the visitor season. And, you know, those cruise passengers, we are highly rated as a really top cruise port, and so we really want to thank the community for that.
So there will be food and events, music, right?
Yep, there'll be music under the big tent at the at Totem Square, as well as a huge sidewalk sale. So all the businesses downtown are planning their sales and they're marking items down for the end of the season. And so you can really take an opportunity to go shop local and support our businesses. And what about Christmas and sending some Sitka gear down to your friends? Friends and family recommendations are the biggest way that we get people to come to Alaska, and they trust you. So tell your friends to come to Sitka by inviting them with something from our local community.
And this is also a fundraiser. People are asked to give a donation for their meal. And what are the proceeds going to this year?
So the proceeds from the meal are going to go towards supporting an effort by different community organizations to kind of get another after-school program up and running. As you guys may know, 21st Century Community Learning Centers wasn't funded this year, which provided spaces in all the after-schools for kiddos to go. And so by donating some of your money to this meal, you will be providing transportation and snacks, basically. And it's an effort put on by a lot of different community organizations who are kind of rallying together to provide this space for our kiddos.
And registration starts at 10:30 on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. I think there are going to be some prizes for first come.
Yeah, we have some donations from Russell's. We'll actually have X-Tough boots that will be part of the prizes for the race and the costume contest, but we also will have some extra stuff, hats that we will be giving away with registration, and we will give them away as long as we have them. So the earlier you come, the more likely you'll get a hat, so it should be nice.
And then the race starts at 11:30, and the season's end celebration is until 2:30?
At 1:30, actually. Yeah, okay. We'll serve lunch for those 2 hours. And some of the people that help us is C-Mart Quality Foods. We're getting, like, really good quality all-beef hot dogs and beef patties. So, I mean, we don't skimp on the quality there. The Alaska Raptor Center, Ange comes down and grills with us, the Sitka Fire Department, the Sitka Sentinel, and of course Raven Radio for all the support and the marketing of the event. And
so everybody's pretty much involved. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off this morning about the event?
There will be a costume contest. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you decorate your boots and you come dressed however you want. And we'll be giving away prizes for the best costumes as well.
Well, and I just wanted to mention that, you know, the Shop Local Committee and the Sitka Chamber Board really looks for a nonprofit each year that we can support with Youth Advocates of Sitka partnering with the Sitka Local Foods Network for the event. It was just a really great option. The $2 donation isn't required, and no one's standing there saying you have to pay, because we don't want to limit someone that may not have that money. But what it is, it's a way for us to pay it forward as a community. It was just a perfect marriage, I think, this year with looking at our thank you and our getting a meal and then being able to help support these students that may not see a meal that evening in that after-school program. I think it's just, there's such a need, and what a great opportunity we have. So, you know, drop a 20 into the box if you'd like to, and really, you know, take this opportunity, have that meal, and then pay it forward.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate the support from the Chamber, too, because it is a daunting task to try to pull off after-school programs for the whole year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to Charlie Woodcock, Sydney Carter, and Rachel Roy about the running of the boots. Registration begins this Saturday at 10:30, and at the same time, the season's end celebration is going to be happening with food and a sidewalk sale and music. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.